Police, Chilean illegal immigrants linked to crime ring sweeping East Coast. Southern U.S. by Olivia Rondo on March 18, 2024. Police have tracked down a group of Chilean illegal immigrants who have been linked to a string of burglaries across the southern U.S. and East Coast, as well as a crime ring in Latin America. Five migrants who allegedly burglarized a Reisterstown, Maryland, home on the evening of February 3 were caught while fleeing the scene in a vehicle, the Baltimore County Police Department said. Upon further investigation, police found that suspects 20-year-old Gabriel Matamala Pons, 21-year-old Thomas Crisisto Araya, 22-year-old Jorge Gatica Vergara, 23-year-old Luis Oneila Valenzuela, and 27-year-old Gabriel Miranda Gonzalez were alleged participants in four other residential burglaries in Baltimore County, as well as cases in North Carolina, Alabama, and Oklahoma. Officials added that the suspects are believed to be part of a South American theft group, SATG. All suspects have been charged with first-degree attempted burglary and various other burglary-related crimes and are being held in Baltimore County on an immigration detainer, Fox News reports. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, told the outlet that its Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, division determined that Crisisto Araya, Gatica Vergara, Miranda Gonzalez, and Oyanadla Valenzuela all entered the country lawfully as non-immigrants but unlawfully overstayed their welcome. The agency added that the fifth suspect, Matamala Pons, entered the U.S. illegally altogether. According to the Orange County, North Carolina, Sheriff's Office, arrest warrants were issued for Crisisto Araya, Gatica Vergara, Oyanadla Valenzuela, and Matamala Pons on February 28 for another burglary. Miranda Gonzalez had already been caught in Orange County, Florida, for petty theft in 2022, but he only had to pay a fine and was released. With the immigration detainers from ICE, local and state officials have been requested to notify the federal agency before releasing a non-citizen from custody, according to Fox News.